Old man winter is just around the corner, and immune systems are failing faster than conservatives are being deplatformed on YouTube. But one thing that will never fail is the gourmet coffee goodness you've come to expect from every cup of our Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee, made by our friends at the Collegium Angelorum Sanctorum of Hagerstown, Maryland. Our fresh, aromatic, gourmet coffee is made from 100% fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, and then delivered to you fresh. So, whatever you're working at, not failing at, count on Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Order today and whole bean or ground or even decaf at crusadechannel.com/coffee or by phone at 844-527-8723. That's crusadechannel.com/coffee.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church. Available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. William Barr makes an astounding statement. Contributions for pardons. And an investigation is underway. And illegal money for votes raffles were conducted in several states in the 2020 election. Attorney General William Barr said Tuesday the Justice Department has not uncovered evidence of widespread voter fraud that would change the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. This according to an interview that he gave to the Associated Press. Barr reportedly told the AP that U.S. attorneys and FBI agents have been working to follow up on specific complaints and information that they've received, but they've uncovered no evidence that would change the outcome of the election. Last month, Barr issued a memo authorizing U.S. attorneys to pursue substantial allegations of voting irregularities before the certification of the results of the 2020 presidential election. Barr said there was no evidence yet to substantiate systemic machine fraud. The Trump legal team, led by Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, said in response to Barr's comments, "With the greatest respect to the Attorney General, his opinions appear to be without any knowledge or investigation of the substantial irregularities and evidence of systemic fraud." The Justice Department is reviewing possible evidence of a secret scheme to obtain a presidential pardon in exchange for a substantial political contribution. This according to federal court records that were made public on Tuesday. The heavily redacted records unsealed by U.S. District Judge Beryl Howe, the chief judge in the D.C. District, didn't identify possible suspects in the case, but indicated that unnamed senior White House officials were the targets of the alleged plot. According to the 20-page filing, authorities are investigating an attempt to secure a pardon or a sentence reduction. Last week, Trump issued a full pardon to former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with a Russian ambassador. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has told others that he is concerned that a Biden Justice Department might seek retribution against the president by targeting the oldest three of his five children, as well as Ms. Trump's husband, Mr. Kushner. The speculation about pardon activity at the White House is churning furiously, underscoring just how much the Trump administration has been dominated by investigations and criminal prosecutions of people in the president's orbit. Coming up, our saint of the day, her parents were zealous Roman Christians that lived an ill-fated demise. Quote of the day, arm yourself with prayer rather than a sword, wear humility rather than fine clothes, Saint Dominic. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Happy happy fall, y'all!
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2021 Kia Soul LXs are only $16,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. This includes $2,000 Kia customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,345. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by November 30th, 2020. Example stock number K21294, MSRP $20,245. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Vivian. Saint Vivian's parents were zealous Roman Christians who were persecuted for their faith. Saint Vivian's father was branded on the face with a hot iron and banished, dying from his wounds a few days later. Saint Vivian's mother was beheaded, leaving Saint Vivian an orphan. The court sent Saint Vivian to live in a house of ill repute, but when Saint Vivian refused to earn her keep in sinful ways, the judge ordered Saint Vivian to be tied to a pillar and beaten with a lead whip until she died. Well, Saint Vivian's body was left to the dogs for disposal, but the dogs refused to touch her. So after 2 days, under cover of night, a priest buried Saint Vivian. This happened about the year 361. St. Vivian's feast day is December 2nd. A long-shot effort to overturn the presidential election results in Pennsylvania made its way to the Supreme Court on Tuesday. Conservative Rep. Mike Kelly, a Republican from Pennsylvania, and others contend state officials had no right under the Pennsylvania Constitution to expand mail-in voting in 2019, and the state Supreme Court was wrong to uphold that statute. The group called it an unconstitutional, no-excuse absentee voting scheme. The group seeks an emergency injunction from the nation's highest court to block the completion of any remaining steps in the state's certification of Pennsylvania's 2020 election results. They took place last week. The petition was submitted to Associate Justice Samuel Alito. The Nevada Native Vote Project posted photos on Facebook on Election Day of smiling voters holding $25 gift cards after handing over their ballots. The posts have since been deleted, but not before they were archived. The removal may have had something to do with the U.S. Criminal Code and two distinct sections of which impose fines and prison sentences for whoever makes or offers to make an expenditure to any person either to vote or withhold his vote. Offering gift cards for ballots wasn't the only way the Nevada Native Vote Project enticed people to vote. In a video that could be seen on Facebook on November 24th, Bethany Sam, the public relations officer for the Reno Sparks Indian Colony, urged people to come out and vote by offering some extra swag that they could give out. That swag was gift cards ranging from $25 to $100 with a grand prize that was a $500 Visa gift card. And that was to the person or Native voters who came out early that week for early voting. A review of social media posts shows similar cash raffle for vote activity in at least 7 other states. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.